always on Monday, from the world of sports, there's always lots of things because, you know, the weekend is built with sports, and this past weekend was no different. I must tell you that you may think that from some of the major events that were going on that you heard the most exciting sports moment that took place. But I got the moment that I'll have for you complete with the, of course, play-by-play, which makes this moment even better. I'll have that for you coming up. What do you think? So, you know, okay, baseball, the Tigers playing over the weekend. Well,
not much excitement there.
So, no. I mean, when
very little.
When you're getting swept by the Indians, barely putting the bat on the ball.
Yeah.
And having two players go down with injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Miguel Cabrera.
Ooh, bad one.
Yeah. Biceps injury. And pitcher Julio Teheran, who started the week on the 10-day IL. Remember, it's the injured list, no longer the disabled list. We won't get into that. But it ends the weekend on the 60-day IL.
Mm. Yeah.
That's not good.
Right.
No.
And speculation that his year could be over. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, before it even began.
Yep.
Which is too bad, because remember, his first start was pretty good.
It was all right.
And he had good,
yeah.
decent yep. spring training. That's how he got into the rotation. But, man. We only hope that I understand Michael Fulmer is going to fill in.
Okay.
And he has had a couple of good outings out of the bullpen. So Michael Fulmer going back into the rotation.
Can he bat, too?
That's, you know, we talked about before the season began that it was the offense that was going to be, as much as the pitching's always a question, we were more confident, I think, of some of the young stars that might start to blossom than we were the offense.
Right.
So far, that's, but you guys got, well, we were talking about this off air, guys like Scope and Jacoby Jones who.
Right, not hitting.
Not even doing anything right now.
No.
Hopefully they'll turn it around. We're only, you know, 2 weeks into the season, so there's plenty of time, but you don't want it to go too long because, mm-hmm. you know, you fall behind so much that you just don't have a chance to catch up.
Yep.
Let's see. And nothing else big going on. I mean, the big highlight from baseball was last Friday when the no-hitter was thrown.
Right, yeah.
You know,
yep.
Nothing big over the weekend.
Yep.
Basketball, you know.
Yeah.
Pistons got smoked last night by the Clippers.
Well, actually, they played pretty well. They did.
The final score was not indicative of how well they played, especially it was back-to-back nights.
Yep,
and like
back-to-back nights, right.
Numerous nights out west.
I'll give them credit. They are shorthanded, and they're playing a lot of young players, and they're showing some, you know, at least a little bit of a fight. So I'll give them that.
That's true. Last few games without Jeremy Grant, their leading scorer.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So they're okay.
Red Wings,
well,
didn't play last night, but...
They were victorious on Saturday. Mark it down whenever it happens.
After such an ugly game on Friday, coming back Saturday to get a shootout win, that was pretty good. You
know. A political reporter in Michigan said, is this possible? In a tweet last night, he asked, is this possible? And he put up a screenshot showing the Tigers, the Red Wings, the Pistons, and, of course, our Lions from last year, all... in last place. In their sports.
Oh, no.
So is this possible? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Just where we are right now in our professional sports.
And for those that might need a little positive reassurance, there was a time when all those teams were in first place.
And there was. Yeah.
there was a time.
Well, Lions.
Remember when Detroit was a city of champions at one time?
Oh, yeah.
Distant memory, but still.
There was a time.
Maybe over the weekend, the big talk. I mean, the Masters.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Special moment for Hideki Matsuyama. And, of course, the country of Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool. I mean, it, you know, it didn't really have a whole lot of drama leading down near the end. But, you know, that is still noteworthy for that reason alone.
Except for the tail end when he was about three holes from the finish when Matsuyama put one in the water.
Yeah, right.
And people started wondering, is he, because he was real consistent and real calm all through. And then he put one in the water. And people started asking, is this going to be the finisher's, drastic result. Is he going to fall apart now? But he came right back and did a nice job on the last couple of holes. And what? And he said he was nervous from the outset.
Right, you couldn't tell.
He couldn't tell it, but he was nervous start to stop. But he came through and got the green jacket.
There was one chance that maybe it could have been interesting. That was when Xander Schauffele was just a couple shots behind, and then he triple bogeyed on the famous par 3 16th.
Right, and then he was coming back after that. Yeah. He was coming close to catching up, but didn't happen.
Nope.
And Justin had a good outing on Saturday and was off on Sunday, but he had what tied for third, I think.
Jordan Spieth finished.
Jordan.
Okay.
I don't think any of our predictions, nobody chose.
Dave came the closest, though. He had Jordan Spieth, and he got third. So.
But, Charlie, you picked Matsuyama, didn't you?
I think I did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. It's kind of like just a throwaway when you did it at the time. We were all serious about who we were picking, and you were just, Matsuyama.
Thanks for having my back, Dave.
Yeah.
But you're saying that still was not the biggest sports.
No, it was not the most exciting moment in sports over the weekend. And again, this exciting moment was exciting for what happened in the first place. But the play-by-play call that took place in the PBA, the Professional Bowlers Association.
Oh.
Had its U.S. Open this weekend.
Yeah, it was at the same time the Masters was on, so I didn't see any of it. And Tom Smallwood wasn't in it, so.
Yeah, our local favorite to follow.
Out. Yeah, it kept me away.
But there was a very exciting moment. 18-year-old, Anthony Neier was playing, and on action yesterday, he was in the stepladder to try and get to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't make it. He lost in his semifinal match. He's an 18-year-old redhead. I say that for a reason. And he faced a moment in his match, which we'll have the announcer describe here, Fox Sports play-by-play announcer Rob Stone, which was a great moment that he had to describe in the first place of what happened. But because of what happened led to a sponsor credit, his excitement had to lead into announcing the sponsor credit at the same time. So here we go. So Anthony Neier throws his first ball, and his first ball is not good, and here's what he faces in his second ball.
Right through the face, leaving the 7-10. The 7-10 only been made on television three times in the history of professional bowling on TV. Come on, kid, do it.
He did it! He got the 7-10, Randy! My goodness, the ginger assassin just dropped the 7-10! You bet, kid! You bet!
Wow, they usually don't get that animated.
Well,
wow.
Give me some oxygen and water to spare the game. Brought to you by Guaranteed Rate. If you believe it, you can do it. Guaranteed Rate, believe you will. I believe the ginger assassin can drop the 7-10. Oh, man.
How did he do it? Do we know?
Yeah, it banked off the
did it bank?
Off
yeah,
the side. Yeah, banked the pin off the sidewall.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll put up a link to the video so you can see. Yeah, that's why I said he's a redhead because they call him the ginger assassin. Again, he's 18 years old. And I'll give you the replay a moment here again and see if we can get it back up.
Okay,
there's a 7-10.
There's the split. Okay.
There he goes again. Here we go.
Oh,
my
very
goodness.
Nice.
He got the 7-10, Randy!
It was exciting.
Wow.
Fourth time in history, not since 1991.
Wow. Yeah, they usually pick off one or the other, but they don't get them both. So he took the 10. He hit it against the back wall. It flew out and took the all the way across the lane.
Hit the 7. Nice. Very nicely done. Just like you plan it.
Chris Schenkel never got that excited.
What would Chris Schenkel have done? Would Bo Burton have had to be the one that raised a little bit of the excitement level there? But the ginger assassin.
I like that.
But having to go into the sponsor credit right then and there.
Yeah, right.
It was declared the spare of the game. Of course, nothing else was going to come close to that. So there's your most exciting sports moment from the weekend.